Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being encouraged, but not just about being encouraged, about being an encourager and how God encourages us so that with the encouragement we receive from Him, we can encourage others. And so we've looked at different ways and aspects of God's encouragement and how it flows from Him to us and through us into the lives of others. And today we want to wrap up the broadcast part of this week, and as we finish out 2 weeks that we focused on encouragement, talking and praying about being encouraged by love. The greatest encouragement that we likely will ever receive, if we really evaluate, is God's love for us. Without that, anything else that we experience comes up short. It is not enough. But God's love, and when we love with the love that He loves us with, is, well, He says it never fails. I suspect that we've all experienced love, we've all even given love that has failed. But God's doesn't. Philemon, Philemon 1:7 says, "Your love has given me great joy and encouragement, because you have refreshed the hearts of the saints." Paul writes and he talks about the encouragement of love. And many times we think about how the love of someone has encouraged us as they love us. And that's fairly normal. That's typical. We think we want our love for someone to encourage them. Now, I understand. Sometimes love holds people accountable. It doesn't feel like encouragement immediately. But the other side of loving like we ought to love, well, it encourages those who see it in practice. It's a parent who's encouraged because their child's teacher loves their child. They're encouraged because they see that others care for the ones that they love. And Paul writes and he says, "I've been encouraged by your love, not just because you've loved me, but because your love has refreshed other believers. You've taken what's been planted in you and you've allowed it to grow and you allowed it to flow into the lives of the people that I care about." And when God looks at us, His love flows into us, but if it's possible for us to encourage God, I think that's one of the greatest ways we can do that, is when He looks at us and He says, "I see you refreshing those that I love because you love them." Now you might ask, who is that? Who should I refresh? Who should I love that God loves? Well, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." When we love people. And just end it at that. Not when we love people who agree with us, who like us, who look like us, who act like us, who think like us. When we love people. And we learn from God that loving people doesn't mean that we always agree with the activities that they're involved in. God definitely does not agree with the activities of sin that we find ourselves involved in. Doesn't diminish His love. but it may change the expression of His love. In fact, the Bible says that the Lord disciplines those whom He loves. And we find encouragement, and the Bible says we ought to find encouragement when we are disciplined, because it's a sign, it's an indication that He really does love us. In fact, He loves us so much that He wants us to quit sinning. He wants us to quit treating one another poorly. He wants us to not only know His word, but to do it. And many times, to take us from where we're at to where we need to be, it requires discipline and reproof and rebuke and correction and all of those messy things that, well, we don't like to be involved in, whether we're receiving it or whether we're giving it. And yet it's this kind of love. We talked yesterday about encouraged by sound doctrine. This sound doctrine that we're saved by faith, by the blood of Jesus, by His work. Not because we're so good, because we're not. Not because we can do the right things all the time, because we can't. But by this love that I'm talking about today. And because of this love, we desire to do the right things. We desire to do the Word of God, to understand His will and nature and put it into practice. Not because it earns us favor or salvation, but because we love Him who first loved us. And so today we spend time practicing loving people. Because when we practice loving people, we learn more fully how to love God. And not only do we learn more fully how to love God, we learn more fully about His love for us. Especially when we love people that, well, just seem difficult to love, at least from our perspective, because that's us, from God's perspective. And yet, within His love, the Bible says that Jesus humbled Himself and became obedient even to death, death on a cross. So that we could be set free. So that we could be redeemed. So that we could be brought back into fellowship with the One who created us, with the One who called us into being. And so today we encourage by the love we have for one another. We encourage by the love that we have for God. And we even encourage by the love that we have for ourselves. Not a vain, conceited love, but a humble love that reminds ourselves, I'm valuable. Not because I'm so important, not because I'm so good, but because God loves me. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is like no other. It's pure, it's complete, it's holy. It's without fault. And Father, we struggle at times to process the depth and immensity of Your love. And we definitely fail at imitating it. And yet Your love continues to flow into us and continues to lead us and to teach us and to help us love more purely each day. And Father, today I pray, even as we are encouraged by Your love, that we learn to put into practice an encouragement of love towards those around us, towards those that we know, towards those that we're related to, towards those that we go to church with, towards those in the grocery store, towards those on the highways, towards those in the streets, towards those that we like, towards those that we disagree with, towards those that we don't understand. God, today, may our love for others encourage those that are watching us, those that have trained us, those who have taught us. Father, I think of John writing and saying that he has no greater love than to hear that his children, those that he taught about Jesus, are walking in the truth. What an encouragement to know that the people that we have taught are experiencing your love and are expressing that love to others. And so, God, for those who have taught us, may we be that encouragement as we grow in love. And Father, today especially, and throughout the things that we do, with this reminder, help us, especially in those times where love seems difficult. Help us to not only be encouraged, but help us to encourage others with the love that we ourselves have received from you. And as we love people, may we recognize and understand and practice the truth that our greatest love that we can share is to lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.